Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早安。
It's truly a joy to be able to fellowship together this morning.
这是何等的喜乐，能够与弟兄姐妹一同相聚。
First, we'll read a couple of Bible verses.
我们一同要先来读一些经文。
The first comes from Revelations 18:4.
我们先要读的是启示录十八章，然后是第四节。
I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her." Babylon, my people, so that you will not participate in her sins and receive of her plagues.
我又听见从天上有声音说，我的民哪，你们要从那城出来，这城是指的巴比伦，免得与他一同有罪，受他所受的灾殃。
The second is 2 Chronicles 11:16.
那么第二处我们要读的经文是在历代志下第十一章十六节。
And it reads, "Those from all the tribes of Israel who set their hearts on seeking the Lord God of Israel followed them to Jerusalem to sacrifice to the Lord God of their fathers."
以色列各支派中，凡立定心意寻求耶和华以色列神的，都随从利未人来到耶路撒冷祭祀耶和华他们列祖的神。
And the last is from Matthew 19:27-29.
那第三处我们要读的是在马太福音第十九章。
Then Peter said to him, "Behold, we have left everything and followed you. What then will there be for us?" And Jesus said to them, "Truly I say to you, that you who have followed me in the regeneration when the Son of Man will sit on his glorious throne, you also shall sit upon 12 thrones." Judging the 12 tribes of Israel, and everyone who has left houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or children, or farms, for my name's sake, will receive many times as much, and will inherit eternal life.
马太福音的十九章二十七到二十九节，彼得就对他，就对主说，看哪，我们已经撇下所有的跟从你，将来我们要得什么呢？耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，你们这跟从我的人，到复兴的时候，人子坐在他荣耀的宝座上，你们也要坐在十二个宝座上，审判以色列十二个支派。凡为我的名撇下房屋，或是弟兄、姐妹、父亲、母亲、儿女、田地的，必要得着百倍，并且承受永生。
And so, when seeking the Lord regarding a burden to share this morning, the words "come out" repeatedly came up.
那么，当我在寻求主今天早上要与弟兄姐妹交通什么的时候的，交通什么的时候呢？我觉得有一个话一直在来到我的心中。
And coming out, it actually recurs. It's a recurring theme in Scripture.
就是说，离开或者撇下，在这个圣经中出现许多次。
And it really is where God's calling his people out of the world into a promised land.
就是神呼召他的百姓离开世界进入他的应许之地。
Where he would be their God and they would be his people.
那么他要做他们的神，他没有做他的子民。
And they would love and worship him alone.
那么他们要单单的侍奉敬拜他们的神。
And so there are just a couple of examples that I'll just briefly describe, but then also there was always some resistance to that call.
那么我可以提到几件在几个例子，在圣经中这个离开或者说这个撇下所出现的例子。那么我们会发现，每一次在这样的例子有神呼召人离开的时候呢，也会内有拦阻发生。
And so the first is Abram coming out of Ur.
第一个就是亚伯兰要神呼召他离开乌尔。
He and his family, along with his father, they left, but then they settled in Haran.
那么他和他的父亲，他们全家就离开了加勒底的乌尔，但是他们停留在了哈兰。
Probably because of Terah's old age, and Abram had to wait in Haran for some time.
可能因为亚伯兰的父亲他拉那个时候年纪已经很大了，所以他们就停留在哈兰。
The second that came to mind was Moses and the Israelites coming out of Egypt.
那么第二个例子就是摩西和以色列人要离开埃及。
They, of course, were under oppression in Egypt, but then as they were being delivered by the Lord, they kept complaining in the wilderness.
他们当然有很大的压力，他们在很大的这个逼迫底下，所以他们要离开埃及。但是在离开埃及后呢，以色列人有许多的抱怨。
They complained about wanting to go back where they had meat and vegetables and garlics and leeks.
Yeah, 他们抱怨说这个旷野的日子不容易，所以他们想要回到埃及，那里又有肉又有菜。
And then the last that came to mind was Ezra and Nehemiah and the Israelites as they were coming out of Babylon.
那么下一个我想到的呢，就是在以色列人在被掳要归回，那么神呼召他们归回的时候呢，那时候有尼希米，有以斯拉。和许多但是回去的只有一次
but yeah,
少数人。
Yeah, and in terms of answering that call, only a few, roughly 43,000, came out of Babylon, and the rest, they remained there.
Yeah, 那时候大概只有43,000人回归到了以色列地，那么其他人就仍留在巴比伦。
And so with all these examples, you see that there's that call from the Lord, and yet there's a resistance.
所以我们从这些例子里可以看到，当神呼召人要离开的时候呢，在那里就有一些拦阻。
And so what does coming out of the world mean?
那么离开世界是什么意思呢？
It's not that we're physically coming out of the world. In their cases, they were coming out of various cities, but in our case, it's not coming out of physically coming out.
对，从他们的意思来看，好像他们是肉身上，实体上要离开一些原有的地方。但是在我们的情形中，并不是说我们因此就好像我们的肉身就不活在这个世上。
But it's actually coming out of the mindset and out of the love of the world.
乃是从这个世界的心态和它的形式里面出来。
And why was it so hard for them?
为什么这对他们来讲这么困难呢？
Because they wanted the best of the world and they wanted to be God's people at the same time.
因为他们想同时要从这个世上得到好处，然后同时要做神的子民。
So their love was not 100% devoted to the Lord.
所以他们对神的爱并不是一个完全的奉献。
And we read in 1 John 2:15 where it explicitly says,If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
我们读到在约翰一书那里讲到说，我们若爱世界，那么爱神的心就不在我们里面了。
We can try to do both, but in doing so, we may only have an outward appearance of godliness, but really lack the true power behind that.
我们可以试着这样做，好像同时是爱世界又爱神，就我们会发现说，如果这样的话呢，我们可以有敬虔的外貌，却失去了敬虔的实意或者敬虔的能力。
We may know things about him, maybe be able to bring helpful fellowship in certain cases, but we will lack the true intimacy with the Lord.
我们可以知道一些关乎神的事情，我们也可以做许多的事情，但是我们缺乏对跟主之间那个亲密的关系。
And so this morning I wanted to share a simple impression from a group of people who decided to come out of the world to seek the Lord.
所以今天早上我想跟弟兄姐妹交通，就是在我们刚提到中的一个例子。那么讲到对不起，我们刚读的经文中的那个例子，就是一小群的人，他们愿意撇下他们所有的，为了要敬拜神。
And so this group of people. They were who we read about in 2 Chronicles 11:16. The time that it was set was right at the point of when there was the divided kingdom. So right after Solomon's rule, there was then a split in the kingdom of Israel.
Yeah, 就是我们刚刚读到的在这个历代志下十一章那个地方，那个时候以色列所罗门的治理过去之后呢，以色列分裂成了北国跟南国，在那个时候发生的事情。
And we remember about Solomon. He was he actually started off really well. He requested wisdom from God to judge his people justly.
我们记得所罗门王，他开始的时候很好，他寻求神，要得到智慧，为了要治理神的家，神的国。 但是当他年老的时候呢，他就直接逐渐的失落滑落了。
Right, and he was the greatest king in all the world, actually. The Lord blessed him tremendously with peace, riches, wisdom, yet in the end he fell away.
Yeah, 他本来是全地最尊贵的王，但是他年老的时候他却滑跌了。
And he was drawn away from worshiping the one true God, and went after the gods of his wives.
他被引诱不去侍奉那独一的真神，而去跟随他那些妃嫔所敬拜的外邦神。
And he had many wives, so thus he worshipped many false gods.
他有许多的妃嫔，所以他就敬拜了许许多多的这个外邦的偶像。
And because of this, the Lord had to punish Solomon, and thus the kingdom was divided.
Yeah, 因为这个缘故，主要惩处所罗门，因此要叫那个以色列分裂成两个国家。
In 1 Kings 11, the Lord speaks, foretells that he's going to tear the kingdom away from Solomon and give it to one of his servants.
那么在列王记上列王记上十一章的时候，那里主要告诉这个所罗门说，你的国家要分裂，我要把我这个国交给你的仆人。
This servant was Jeroboam.
这个仆人就是耶罗波安。
And when Solomon found out about this prophecy, he tried to kill Jeroboam.
那么当他知道有这样的预言是，耶罗波安是他这个预言中的这个要夺取他国的这个仆人的时候，他想要杀了他。
And so he fled to Egypt until Solomon died.
那么他就逃到埃及去，只等到所罗门死了。
At which time he then came back.
然后他就回到以色列。
And then one other event that I wanted to mention was Rehoboam, Solomon's heir.
那么
Rehoboam.
罗伯安是所罗门的儿子。
Yeah, and he made a very foolish error in listening to his friends of his youth.
那么他做了一件愚蠢的事情，就是他听从了跟他一同成长的少年人的建议。
And instead of listening to the elders and lightening the load of the people, he said that he would make it even heavier.
Yeah, 他没有听从那些老年的仆人臣仆的这个建议，让这个百姓的这个负担能够变轻，反而他去加重了他们的负担。
And so this event then caused.Every tribe except for Judah and Benjamin to reject Rehoboam as king.
因为这个缘故呢，除了犹大和便雅悯支派仍然效忠罗伯安，其他的十个支派就离开了，分裂了。
Yeah. And so as these events occurred, we also see in 1 Kings that the Lord offered Jeroboam the same offer he made to David.
那么在这个列王记上那里十一章那里，我们也看到神对着这个耶罗伯安，他有像如同对大卫一样的同样的应许。
And the Lord offered that he would build Jeroboam an enduring house if he sought the Lord and kept his commandments.
他说：“如果你持守我大道，行我眼中看为正的话呢，我要坚固你的家和你的这个国。”
Yet he rejected this offer, and instead he, in an effort to retain control over the people, he kicked out all the Levites from the land and created golden calves in Bethel and Dan.
那么耶罗伯安没有顺从神，他没有听从神对他的警戒和应许，他反而呢为了要让他自己的国坚固呢，他把所有的利未人都赶走了，然后在但和伯特利呢设立了两个牛犊来叫以色列人去敬拜。
And he told the Israelites to worship these idols. You don't need to go to Jerusalem to the temple anymore.
那么他就跟以色列人说，你们不需要去耶路撒冷了，你们就在这个但和这个伯特利这里呢就可以敬拜神，那其实是偶像。
He even created a feast. He made up one, and that replicated an existing feast just to againencourage the people of Israel to not go to Jerusalem.
他也设立了这个新的这些节，像这些节庆呢，来代替原有的，好叫以色列人呢，在不到耶路撒冷去敬拜神。
And so, with this background and this setting, there was these few ones that Scripture calls out.
所以在这样的一个背景中，我们来读到刚刚那节经文的时候，讲到说，那么有一小群，有一少数的人呢，他们撇下他们的所有呢，要到耶路撒冷。
There was a few from all the tribes who decided to leave their homes, in Israel and move, themselves and their families to Jerusalem.
那么这是从各个支派中都有的，那么就是一群的人呢，他们撇下了他们的房屋田产，那么来到耶路撒冷，敬拜独一的真神。
And this is what really struck me was their heart and their willingness to forsake and give up all these, their entire livelihood, abandon everything, and to go and obey the Lord, to go to Jerusalem.
那么这对我心中是一个很大的震撼，因为这些人他们愿意撇下他们一切所有的，他们的田产，他们的生计，这个他们的家乡，那么来到耶路撒冷，因为他们要顺从神。
Yeah, and they gave up all their comforts, what they were used to go.
他们把他们所原有的和他们的习惯和他们的这个舒适的情况都放弃了。
And as I reflected on it, there's so many excuses that one could come up with.
当我这样回想的时候，我觉得说我们可以有很多的理由不去这样做。
Like, and I'll just share a couple as I was thinking about it. The first would be family. Like, oh, maybe my uncle, is lame, or my mother is sickly, or maybe I just birthed my firstborn child.
那么所以我就想，我就觉得这许许多的借口和理由当中呢，第一个，比如说是有关家庭的，比如说我有一个叔叔他是瘸腿的，对，或者说我的母亲病了，或者说我刚刚生了一个孩子，那么这些都造成一些原因，我觉得我不应该离开。
And maybe it had to do with livelihood or your ability to make a living.
或者跟生计有关，是不是？这是我的，这个是我能够谋生之道，我不能够放下。
My business is successful. My farm has great yield, and I just invested in this property.
Yeah, 我的生意很成功啊，或者说这个我的田地出产的粮食很多啊，或者说我刚刚做了一些投资在这个土地上，那我不能够离开。
Or maybe thoughts of convenience.
或者是因为我想到说为了方便的缘故。
Oh, everything that Jeroboam set up, it's similar.
因为耶罗波安说的，这一切都跟这个在去耶路撒冷很像嘛。
And Bethel and Dan, they're much more convenient and closer to home.
Yeah, 去但或者去伯特利比去耶路撒冷近得多了，方便多了。
Yeah, and I wouldn't have to move.
哎，我不需要搬家。
Or it could have been government, thoughts of like, hey, Rehoboam, he's kind of foolish, right? He didn't listen to the elders, and he just, try to increase the workload.
或者是说从这个政治的角度上来看，你会觉得说呀，这个南国犹大国的这个罗波安呢，他不是一个很聪明的王。那么如果我去的话呢，那么我生活可能会变得很麻烦，很辛苦。
Or it could, the last one is societal, right? As they're on the brink of this, well, there was the split and then they're on the brink of a civil war, There could be people that just mistreat me, in Jerusalem because I'm from Asher or Naphtali.
那么从社会的角度上来看的话呢，也是一个好像也是一个好的理由，因为现在这个分裂的缘故呢，所以他们变成彼此会敌对。那么如果我搬到那南国的话，我是不是会被受到歧视，或者是被嘲笑
？But for the ones who chose to leave,
但对于那些选择离开的人。
To worship the Lord, the one true God.
要敬拜主，独一的真神。
It was worth everything to them.
这是值得花一切的代价。
And they willingly left house, family, livelihood to follow the Lord.
所以他们愿意撇下田地，撇下家人，然后来到耶路撒冷。
They counted the Lord worthy, of this sacrifice.
他们以敬拜主为值得的。
And they wanted to, well, they had, they wanted to, they didn't want to compromise in any regard. And they wanted to go physically, to the temple in Jerusalem, the house that Solomon had built, the house where the Lord dwelled.
Yeah, 他们不愿意做这个 compromise， 妥协。对，谢谢。他们不愿意，他不愿意说为了他们不愿意在敬拜神的事情上有任何的妥协，所以他们要照着主的话来到耶路撒冷，照着神所吩咐的来侍奉神，来献上祭物。
And there is where the sacrifices and temple service were performed by the Levitical priests, according to the law of Moses.
Yeah, 照着摩西的神界的摩西所吩咐的，那么在这个圣殿的侍奉呢，必须是应当由利未人利未的支派祭司来执行的。
Put simply, they just wanted to be where the Lord was.
或者简单的话说，他们要来到主所在的地方。
And what was also remarkable was just there was no account of complaint about the situation or the difficulty required.
我觉得很稀奇的是，在这个圣经的这里所记载的呢，没有提到说他们来到这里，他们离开，他们撇下他们所有的，来到耶路撒冷的任何的抱怨。
But that they were willing and joyful to do this as unto the Lord.
他们是甘心情愿的，朋友，欢欢喜喜的撇下他们所有的来侍奉神。
To come out of Israel or come out of the world to dwell in Judah.
离开了北国，或者说离开了世界，来住在犹大之中。
And what's really wonderful is also at the end. Not in the verse that we read together, but what we see is that they strengthened Judah.
因着他们来到犹大地，他们来到耶路撒冷，来到南国，他们坚固了南国。
Yeah, and because they had that heart of leaving the world and to worship the Lord.
Yeah, 因为他们有这样的一个心，他们要离开世界，我要敬拜神。
And I think the reflection there was just the importance of this undivided heart.
所以我想这个当我们在回想的时候，我们觉得说一个重点在这里，就是他们不是心怀二意的。
Yeah, and I think and this undivided heart that has left the world, then we can be helpful for strengthening his church.
如果我们不是心怀二意的，我们真实的与世界所分别的话呢，那么我们对于教会的建立才有帮助。
Yeah, and without that, we can do a lot of things. We can be involved in a lot of places. Our voice can be loud. Our service can be seemingly great, but there's no eternal benefit.
如果我们不是这样的话，那么即便是我们可以做许许多的事情，那么我们有许多的好像外面的服事。但我们对于神的家教会的建立呢，并没有实质的帮助，而且没有永远的价值。
And so may the Lord really do this deeper work in our hearts.
愿主做在我们的心中做更深的工作。
Really show us where in our lives are we loving the world.
那么显明在我们心中究竟我们是不是爱世界。
And that we would really come out give this over to the Lord, we would come out to love Him and worship Him alone.
Yeah, 让我们从世界里面分别出来，让我们真实的爱他和敬拜他。
This concludes my sharing.
这就我的分享就到这里。
Thank you. Thanks.
So thankful for my brother's sharing.
我实在为了弟兄的交通感谢神。
And my sharing is very, very closely tied to what he just shared.
我的交通呢，跟他刚才交通非常近。
And so this morning, I just wanted to share a verse with everyone that has always been an encouragement to me.
今天早晨我要和弟兄姐妹交通一些经文，这些经文一直来帮助了我。
And this is a verse that I find that every time I come to it, it proves true in my life.
因为这些经文真的是每次我来到主面前，就在我的生活里面证实这些经文是真实的。
We're going to look at Psalm 73 today.
我们今天早晨要来读诗篇73篇的第28节。
But as for me, the nearness of God is good for me. I have made the Lord God my refuge, so that I may tell of all your works.
但我亲近神是与我有益，我以主耶和华为我的避难所，好叫我述说你一切的作为。
And so we don't have time to go into this psalm in detail, but this is a psalm, it's an act of faith.
我没有时间把这些经文交通很详细，但是这些经文告诉我们，它是因为信心的展现。
And this, the author of this psalm, who happens to be Asaph, just like our brother's name.
恰巧这个诗篇的作者呢，就是亚撒，那正好是我们刚刚弟兄的名字。
And he goes through the same struggles that you and I might go through.
因为这位诗篇的作者，他和我你我一样，也经历过这些人生的这些困难。
He goes through struggles and discouragement. And he even gets to the point where he questions what God is doing. And doesn't that sound familiar to us?
因为他在人生中经过许多困难，经过许多的挣扎，他甚至有点开始怀疑神，这是不是你我同有的经历呢？
But he does not turn his back on God.
但是他并没有转背离开神。
He doesn't walk away from God.
他并没有离开神。
Instead, he turns to God.
相反的呢，他是来转向神。
And he had moments where his gaze was fixed on the world and the sins and everything going on before him.
因为他那时候曾经有过所有的罪都在他的面前。
And he even started envying what the people of the world were doing.
他甚至在某些时候，他甚至很嫉妒那些在事业上发达的人。
But he refocuses his attention on the Lord Jesus.And it caused him and led him to say, "But as for me, the nearness of God is good for me."
但是他这时候呢，他把他的眼光焦点转回在主耶稣身上，他就可以说出这篇诗篇上讲的。他说：“我亲近神是与我有益。”
And we know that God, from the beginning of time, His desire is to be near His people, you and I.
因为我们知道在时间开在创世以前的时候，神的心愿就是愿意与你与我同住。
Everything that he did in the Old Testament, all the way into the New Testament, sending his own son Jesus into the world.
神在旧约时代所做的一些事情，在新约时候所做的事，将他的独生子差到这世上来。
Sending his own son to the cross and making him so approachable for us.
差他的儿子在十字架上使我们能够亲近他。
Giving us His Holy Spirit so that His omnipresence can be in each one of us.
他也赐给我们圣灵，好叫他的完全的同在随时与我们在一起。
It is so that we can be near Him.
也好叫我们能够亲近神。
And the question is whether or not we want to be near our God.
所以现在问题就是说，我们是否也愿意来亲近神呢？
Sometimes we can get so caught up in trying to do the right thing.We can even get caught up in trying to be so spiritual that we actually forget to be near God.
我们很多时候可能在现在这些要做的事情里面，甚至想要说属灵的事情里面，我们却忘记我们应该来亲近神。
Have you ever thought that coming to a church like this on a Sunday, maybe you say a prayer, you sing a song, that you can actually be far away from God?
弟兄姐妹，我们是否曾经想过，我们主日来聚会的时候，我们也许在聚会中有祷告，甚至有唱诗，但是我们的心却是远离神呢？
But the author of this psalm experienced and understood that there's something good in being close to God.
但这个诗篇的作者，他发现到亲近神是有益处的。
And I'll go through a couple of points.
我接下来要交通几点。
The first half of this chapter, he looks at the world and he sees all the sin in the world and all the terrible things going on.
因为在这首诗篇的一开始的时候，这作者又讲到说他在这世界上看见了这些很多许多的罪。
But as he redirects his focus onto the Lord,
但当他一旦把他的心转回到主身上的时候
，And for all of us, if we're near the Lord, our desire to sin will fade away.
那这如果我们来亲近神的时候，那我们想要犯罪这个欲望就会要消失。
And as our brother mentioned, the Lord is worthy. The people of God saw that He was worthy.
也正如我们弟兄所讲到的，我们的主是配得的。
And so if we are near the Lord and we see that he is worthy, we will naturally gravitate away from sin.
所以当我们亲近神的时候，当我们看见主是那配得我们亲近的时候，我们就可以从这世界上转去。
So I'll give you an example. This is not a good example, but it worked in my mind, so you can be the judge of this.
我想要给大家一个例子，这例子也许不是很好，那我请大家做一个裁判。
So if I put two stones in front of you, one is a precious, valuable diamond, and the other is this dirty, worthless rock.
好，现在如果我把两块石头放在你面前，一个是非常珍贵的一个钻石，另外一个只是一个石头。
Naturally, we are all going to gravitate towards that diamond, right? Because it's valuable, it's precious, it's beautiful.
因为当然我们很自然就倾向于选那个钻石，因为看起来非常的美丽，非常的发光。
Right? For all the boys in the room, if you're going to propose to a girl, you're not going to take a useless, ugly rock, get down on your knee, and ask for this girl to marry you, right?
在这边聚会的弟兄们，当你要和你所亲爱的求婚的时候，你一定会选择这颗钻石，而不是选择那个丑陋的石头跪下来和他求婚。
Right, because the diamond is valuable, it's beautiful.
因为那钻石是有价值的，是美丽的。
So if we were to liken this situation,
所以如果我们把这个比喻这个情况的话
，Let's say that diamond is God.
我们或许可以说，我们说神，是这块钻石。
His ways, His glory.
他的法则和他的荣耀。
And we see that this rock is just the earth, right? Sin, maybe man's ways, our own habits and our own ideals.
那我们看这块石头呢，就是这世上或许是人的法则，或者是人的想法。
And if we really saw that the Lord is worthy,
我们是不是真实的看见我们的主是配得的？
Why on earth would we gravitate towards that dirty, worthless rock?
我们究竟为什么呢？却倾向于去选择这一块看起来很丑陋的石头呢
？You know, I don't know if this is true in your lives, but in my life, this is true. That if you spend a lot of time with someone, you start to become like that person.
我不知道这在你身上是不是真实的，但是这在我身上是很真实的。就是说，如果你花很多时间和某个人相处的话，你会更多的像那个人。
So, for example, when all of my buddies, when we were growing up,
比如说以我为例，我和那些朋友们一起长大
，we all had the same interest. We all it was basketball was our life.
因为我们都有同样的兴趣，我们都一起来打篮球。
We all had to have the same haircut.
我们的发型也都一样。
And we actually went out and we all bought the exact same basketball shoes.
我们甚至一起出去，我们都一起买那同样形式的这个篮球鞋。
Even the way that we talk, the verbiage that came out of our mouths were exactly the same.
甚至我们所讲的话，那种态度是完全一样的。
Now, if that's you,
如果是你的话
，maybe that's not your character. I may be a follower, so I just kind of go with it.
或许你不是这样，因为我是只是一个模仿别人的人，所以我们这一群朋友都差不多一样。
But if you took that thought and if you spent all of your time in the world, looking at the world, hanging out with people who are not close to God,
那你想一想，如果你是留在这个世界上，只是和那些跟神不相亲、不相像的人在一起的话
，perhaps we will start to look like the world. Perhaps we will start to look like someone who is far away from God.
那或许呢，我们就会更多的像这世界，更多的像那一个不亲近神的人一样。
But on the flip side, should we spend time with the Lord, draw near to God, and actually have our eyes on Him?
但是相反来看呢，如果我们愿意亲近神，花更多的时间和主在一起，我们会更多像他。
Naturally, we will gravitate towards His character, His nature, His beauty.
那很正常，很自然的，我们就会更倾向于来他看见他的性，更像他的性格，他的品质。
And so this is a very obvious but simple thought.
我想这是非常简单，但却是非常明显的一个想法。
That when we are close to the Lord, the desire to continue in sin will fade away.
因为当我们能够来亲近主的时候，我们想要犯罪的那个欲望呢，就会离去。
Because we see that our Lord Jesus is worthy.
因为我们真的看见我们主耶稣基督是那有价值的，是配得的。
If you were really close to the Lord, would you lie and cheat?
当你真的是很亲近我们的主耶稣的时候，你难道会说谎，会作弊吗？
If you were really close to the Lord,Would you have the desire to get drunk or think that it's funny to get drunk?
当你真的是来亲近主的时候，你是不是还仍然有那个欲望想要说喝醉酒，或者说你觉得那是很有趣的事？
If you were close to the Lord, like that diamond, just looking at that, you know, when these immoral and sensual sins arise and these temptations come our way, it's a lot easier to turn away.
所以当你真的是很亲近主的时候，就好像来看这个钻石的时候，你就会发现很容易脱离那些想要犯罪的事情。
And even our pride, right? If we're near the Lord, can we really be proud?
甚至我们的骄傲，当我们能够来亲近主的时候，我们难道还能骄傲得起来吗？
We realize that it's all Him and not us at all.
因为我们真的是看见的是，都是一切在主里面，跟我完全没有，我完全没有任何的关系。
You know, what can we boast in? Do we show our school, which school we went to, what degree we have, what job we have, how much money we have?
我们还有什么可夸的呢？难道夸我们所去的学校，夸我们所拿到的学位，夸我们所赚得的钱吗？
We can have everything in this world and take pride in everything that we have. And in the end, if we don't have the Lord Jesus in our lives, we have absolutely nothing.
我们或许可以夸耀世界上我们所有的成就，所有的一切，但是到末了，如果我们没有主耶稣基督，这一切都是虚空。
The author of this hymn realized that, and in verse 27 of this same chapter, he says, "For behold, those who are far from you, God, will perish."
因为这首诗篇的作者在二十七节，他这里有讲到，他说：“远离你的必要死亡，凡离弃你行邪淫的，你都灭绝了。”
So when we are near the Lord, that desire to sin fades.
所以当我们来亲近主的时候，那想要犯罪的欲望就应该会散去。
And that is the goodness of being near our God.
这正是亲近神的一个很好的益处。
I'm going to try to quickly go through these points. Point number two.
第二点我要很快的讲过。
Is that when we realize and we draw near to the Lord, we know that He does not demand that we are perfect.
我们现在认识到了，当我们来亲近神的时候，并不是神要求我们是完美的。
We just come to Him just as we are.
因为我们可以照着我们的本相来到神面前。
He will never say, first make yourself better, first clean up your life, make yourself perfect, and then come to me.
因为主永远不会对我们说，先把你自己弄清洁了，先把自己弄完美了，你再来亲近我。
Right, Matthew 11:28, he just says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavily burdened, and I will give you rest."
因为马太福音十一章二十八节那里是讲了说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。
He never says, "Make yourself better first, and then come to me."
因为主在这里从没有说，先把你自己弄好了，你再来见我。
This is the goodness of being near our Lord.
所以亲近神、亲近主，实在是非常有益的事。
The author of this psalm also realized this.
这首诗篇的作者也这样讲。
In verses 21 through 24 and 21, it says, "When my heart was embittered." How many of us are embittered by sin and failures of this life?
这二十节讲到说，当我的心里发酸的时候，想想看我们自己，我们多少人是被这些罪所困扰。
I was pierced within. We live in hurt and shame.Almost daily, right?
这诗篇作者说，他说我肺腑被刺，我们好像每天活在这世界上，我们实在受到很多的伤害。
And how do we react to this? It's like in verse 22, "Then I was stupid and ignorant. I was like an animal before you, God."
我们那时候怎样对我们这周遭的环境做的反应呢？好像就是二十二节讲的一样，我这样愚昧无知，在你面前如畜类一般。
All right, we see the sin in the world. We see all theglamorous things of the world, we gravitate towards it, and then we realize, oh, we're so stupid for doing that. And then we come back, we complain to the Lord, and we become almost like not human, like an animal.
因为当我们看见这世界的世界的好处，当我们想要倾向于这世界，得到这世界荣华的时候，我们回到主面前，我们发现说，像诗篇作者讲的说，我是这样愚昧无知，在你面前好像畜类一样。
Right, we almost go beast mode on God by saying, God, why is life like this? Why is it's not fair? We complain, we throw a fit before the Lord.
我们甚至在主面前向他抱怨说啊，为什么不公平？为什么这样待我不公平
？But thank God, verse 23 and 24, the author of this hymn, psalm, says, Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You have taken hold of my right hand. You will guide me with your plan and afterward receive me to glory.
感谢主，这首诗篇的作者在23、24节这样说，然而我常与你同在，你搀着我的右手，你要以你的训言引导我，以后必接我到荣耀里。
And it's such a wonderful thing that even with the sin and the failures and disappointments and shame of and discouragement of this life, we can come to the Lord just as we are.
实在感谢主，就算我们受到任何的打击，受到任何的灾祸，受到任何的罪的瑕疵，我们仍然可以来按着我们的本相来到主面前。
Now, God does not say that He will all of a sudden make your life perfect.
神从来没有说一霎时之间他要叫你的生活变成完全完美。
But He says in verse 23 and 24 that I will hold your right hand, I will guide you through this, and afterward I will give you my glory.
因为二十三、二十四节这里神是这样讲，他说我必要搀扶你的右手，我要用我的训言引导你，之后我要接你到荣耀里。
And this is the kind of God that we have.
弟兄姐妹们，这是这样的神是我们的神。
He's willing to come down into this world to get down and dirty, come into the pits with us and guide us through life.
因为这样的神，这样的主耶稣基督，他愿意来到世上来接触这一切的污秽，好像像我们一样下到坑中一样。
The third point is that the goodness of being near the Lord is that He gives us the right perspective.
那第三件来亲近神的好处，就是主耶稣基督会给我们一个正确的认识。
It's that we are now redirecting our focus on ourselves and our situations, and redirecting our focus on Him.
因为现在我们可以把我们自己，把我们的情况能够重新对焦，转回到主耶稣那里。
Because life is one big struggle, isn't it?
是不是呢？因为我们的人生实在是一个大的一个征战，一个大的挣扎。
And this life, if our eyes are constantly focused on ourselves, the trouble that we're in, how hard life is, guaranteed we will be disappointed.
因为如果我们只是专心看在我们自己所处的情况上，看在我们所经历的困难上，我可以保证我们这样毕竟会非常的失望。
But if we are to redirect our gaze on the Lord Jesus,
但如果我们能够转眼，能够注目我们的主耶稣
，We will find that it is so good to be near the Lord.
那我们就会发现说，亲近主实在是非常的好。
The author of this psalm, so He is everything. We'll find that He is everything, and like I said, He is worthy and He is worth it.
因为这个诗篇的作者他说，神是他的一切。我们也看见说，他看见神是那有价值，是配得的。他是配得我们敬拜的。
So he understood this in the same chapter in verse 16 and 17. He said, when I thought of understanding this, it was troublesome in my sight. Like his eyes were in the world. He was looking at all the prosperity in the world, all the wickedness in the world. It was troubling to him. He didn't understand it.
因为这首诗篇作者在这16节他有这样讲，他说我思索怎能明白这事？眼看实际为难，因为他看到这世上很多的荣华、很多的富贵、很多发达的人在那边，所以他觉得他非常的困难。
It's just like what our brother Asaph shared earlier that they wanted to, he wanted to love God, but then he also really wanted to love the world.
好像我们弟兄刚才交通时，他想要爱神，但他好像也要同时想要爱这世界。
Until I entered the sanctuary of God.
然后实际节这里讲说等我进了神的圣所。
Then I perceive therein that if we are constantly in the world, our eyes are in the world, our life is in the world, and that's where our hope is, then the result is there is no future for them.
因为这里讲到说等我进了神的圣所思想他们的结局 换句话说，就是当我们思想我们如果只是注重这世界的一切的荣华富贵、财富、尊荣的话，以后的结局是变成这样。
And thank God that we can come into the sanctuary of God.
感谢神，我们现在可以来到神的圣所。
That we can come close to Him, have sweet interaction with Him.
我们现在可以来亲近他，和他有甜美的交通。
And then we might agree with the author of this psalm where he says, Whom do I have in heaven but you? And with you, I desire nothing on earth.
然后我们就可以和这作者，是诗篇的作者呢，有同样的感觉，就是在二十五节这里讲的。除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
When we are close to the Lord, He is everything to us.
因为当我们来亲近神的时候，神是我们的一切。
And we see that He and He alone is worthy.
因为我们也看见说，唯有他是配得的。
And He's worth it. He's worth me dedicating my life to Him.
因为我若把我全心、全身、全部的生命交给他，他是配得的。
26. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
26节，我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。
You know, we might call ourselves Christians, but if we're not close to the Lord, we could still be searching for an eternity, trying to find satisfaction.
知道吗？我们虽然号称是基督徒的人，如果我们不亲近神，也许我们还在其他地方寻找那永远。
And here the author says, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Can we all say that?
但这里这个诗篇的作者他是说，神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。我们是不是也可以阿们呢？
And this author, it's a realization that drawing himself near to God is good for him. It's good for you and I.
因为这个诗篇的作者他发现说，亲近神是与他有益，也是与你我有益的。
The fourth point.
第四点。
Goodness of being near God. You know, the secret of life is to cling to the Lord.
第四点我们要讲到说，在我们 生活里面，生命里面的一个秘诀呢，就是来紧靠主。
You know, like I said earlier, that God throughout time wants to be close to us.
也正如我刚才说的说，神一直以来都愿意来亲近我们。
And thank God he has made himself so approachable.
我们也感谢神，神让他自己非常能够被我们亲近。
And the secret of our life, brothers and sisters, is to cling to the Lord.
所以我们生命里面、生活里面的秘诀呢，就是要来紧靠主。
And I love the story of King Hezekiah.
我很喜欢西西家王这个故事。
And he says, "For he clung to the Lord; he did not depart from following him."
因为列王记下十八章六节是这样讲：因为他专靠耶和华，总不离开。谨守耶和华所吩咐摩西的诫命。
And if you were to read the story of King Hezekiah, he went through a lot of struggles in life.
如果你读列王记记载西西家王的故事的时候，你发现他在他的生活里面经历很多的挣扎。
Right, it's not easy being a king.
因为做一个王不容易。
Constantly under attack, you have to constantly try to please the people.
因为他经常受到攻击，而且时常想要如何叫百姓能得到喜悦。
And he actually had some severe health issues.
那我们也看见说，西西家王本身他的身体事实上有很大的疾病。
But the beautiful thing is, the Bible says he clung to the Lord.
但是美丽的描述在这里讲，圣经上说他专靠耶和华。
And he did not depart from following him.
他并没有离开转去不跟从他。
And so, brothers and sisters, thank God.
弟兄姐妹们，我们感谢神。
Thank God that we can come near to Him.
感谢神，我们可以来亲近他。
Thank God that we can cling to Him.
感谢神，我们可以紧靠他。
Because life is so hard.
因为生活实在是非常的艰难。
And there's so much wickedness in this world.
因为在这世上实在有很多的邪恶。
There's so much temptation in this world.
在这世界上实在有许多的试探。
Pretty much every direction that you turn to in this world, it leads to hopelessness.
也是让这世界上不论你转到什么地方去，你都发现你毫无指望。
It leads to dissatisfaction.
你会叫你非常的失望。
But thank God we can come to Him and find that it is good.
但感谢神，我们可以来亲近神，我们可以看见他是美好的。
You know, the sun is not always going to be shining on us.
The sun.
It's not always going to be happy times in our life.
当然我们并不是说我们现在都是过着愉快的生活。
Right, there are days where life is hard.
因为我们发现在我们的生命里面生活日子里面呢有很艰难的日子。
You will not always get good grades on your test.
因为在你考试的时候，你不是每一次都拿好成绩。
You will not always get the job that you want.
你拿到工作的时候，你发现这工作并不是你想要的工作。
Your heart may be broken by someone.
也许你的心被某人刺伤。
Or you might find that sin has overtaken you and you just are constantly in this cycle of failure.
然后你会发现是不是罪已经抓住你，你就一直在这失败的循环里面。
And like the author of this hymn, we might not understand what God is doing.
正如这诗篇的作者他有写过，他说我们也许不明白神完全的作为。
But again, when we come to him, the difficulty doesn't stop. The challenging situations don't stop. He is there to hold our hand and walk us through.
再一次我们要强调就是我们来到他面前并不是说我们一切的困难都没有了，但是我们知道神必搀扶我们的右手。
So this verse, but as for me, the nearness of God is good for me.
所以这个诗篇的这一节73篇28节，当我亲近神是与我有益。
I cling to this verse all the time.
因为我常常抓住这些经文。
Because I know I can't do it.
因为我知道我自己做不成。
But when I'm close to him,
但是当我亲近他的时候，
I find that he holds my hand and walks me through.
因为我就发现说神是让搀扶我的右手领我走这条路。
So brothers and sisters, as we continue on in life, as we go through the school year and the college kids are all starting school.
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们现在回到学校，许多大学生开始上课的时候，
I hope that we can all come to agree with the author of this psalm.
我盼望我们都能够和这个诗篇的作者能够一致。
That we can say, I don't care about anything else, but as for me,The nearness of God is good for me.
我们盼望我们都可以这样说，什么事情我都不在乎，但我只在乎这一件，就是能够亲近神。
That'll end my sharing.
我的分享停在这里。